was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Week 2. NFL picks on a football Friday. Zach Gelb along with Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Last week, yikes. It was 0-3. I guess the good news is you could only go up from here. Jersey Jerry was 1-2, but he guaranteed the Steelers plus the points, plus 6.5. That was a big time win if you listened to Jersey Jerry's guarantee last week, right in this same segment. So Jersey Jerry, we've made it to another week. How you been, my friend?
Good. Yeah, well, you're right. Only up from here. You know, I just felt something at that game last week, you know, after the call with you. I felt really good about the Steelers pick. Like I said, Mike Tomlin, he gets the boys ready in the offseason, man. And I think it showed, especially on defense. And, you know, unfortunate news with T.J. Watt. It was a real bummer to start the week. But as the week went on, you know, we got some good news. Looking at about 6 weeks, so end of October. So we're ready to go over here.
I think you may become an NFL insider. I saw T.J. Watt slide into your DMs and tell you that he's not going to be out for the season.
Yeah, he DM'd me, said it was always the comeback.
That's absolutely great. That Steelers game last week, though, Jersey Jerry, I know you're probably going through it during that game. It looked like you're going to blow out the Bengals. Then it looks like you're going to lose. Minka Fitzpatrick made a heck of a play. I hate tying in the NFL. It looked like we were going to tie, and the next thing you know, boom, you guys win. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was a very weird game. Now, like, the first half was excellent, you know, defensively at least. But, you know, you've seen the Pittsburgh Steelers of the last 2 years. Offense just has a very, very, very hard time converting third downs, running the ball, throwing the ball downfield. The play calling, I will say, looked a lot better than last year. So shout out to Matt Canada for that. But I'll tell you what, you know, defense is going to have to be it this year, it seems like. You know, offensive line struggled. Mitch made a couple plays, which I'm happy about. He made a few plays. I can respect that. He helped us win that game, so no shade at Mitch. But, yeah, dude, just a weird game. I'll tell you what, Minka Fitzpatrick pretty much
Stud.
Won that game.
Stud. I got a chance to talk to him on the Ion Football Show that I host on Sunday. And we started things off. You had the pick six. And then I thought, very underrated, he had that unnecessary roughness penalty right before the punt block. To be able to block that out of his mind and go save the game was very tough. And I think this is the three-year anniversary today of that trade that I thought was a dumb trade. The Steelers are going to be giving away what was, a top 10 pick, but it ended up working out perfectly.
Yeah, it did. You know, yeah, actually, today is definitely the third-year anniversary. But I'll tell you what, Zach, I hope you might be able to agree with me on this. The NFL has gotten very, very, very soft with some of these calls. That wasn't even close, you know, to a personal. I mean, it's just, it sucks when you watch a game and the refs almost take it from you.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, before we get to our picks, Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports, what was your takeaway from the game last night between the Chargers and the Chiefs?
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, I thought it was a really good game. I was on the under, and I had to sweat it out a little bit in the fourth quarter. But I'll tell you what, you know, Herbert gets a lot of shade, man. The kid gets a lot of shade. He's hurt back there. He's trying to move. He's trying to make plays. I like Justin Herbert. It's going to be very, very tough to beat the Chiefs this year, man. Mahomes is just he's just different, man. He's just different. Even though they didn't cover, it doesn't matter. You know, they won another football game. Their offense is going to be great as always. Defense was a little skeptical early on, but I'll tell you what, they held it together. You know, that pick six really, really changed the game around for them. It really did. But, yeah, dude, I think Herbert gets a lot of shade, man. And, you know, he's a competitor. And he's up there, you know, top top seven, top eight quarterbacks in the league, I think.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal quarterback, but they better make the playoffs this year, or else Brandon Staley's probably going to be out of a job, and Sean Payton will be coaching that team next year.
I could see that. Ooh, or Sean Payton to Dallas. I could see that, too.
Yeah, or maybe Denver, because I'd fire Nathaniel Hackett after that first game. What a bleep show that was.
Oh, I was that cost me $14,000. You seen that?
Oh yeah, that's right. I was texting you about that with the live stream. Jersey Jerry had a big parlay, and what was it, 7 or 8 legs? You just needed Denver on the money line, and they just basically projectile vomited it up for you.
Yeah. I just didn't know what was going through his head. You know, you pay a guy all this money. He's your starting quarterback. He's a winner. He's a proven winner. And you know, 4th and 5. You know, they were getting excuse my language, a 65-yard field goal is just crazy.
You know, I will say, Jersey Jerry, I set the over on a half week for the first curse to happen. I'm surprised you got to week 2.
Yeah, I don't know if that gets bleeped out, but
yeah, no, we dumped it. Don't worry.
good. You know, I'm not the most professional guy on the planet. I'll say that.
That is true. Jersey Jerry here with us. All righty, let's get to the picks this week. You won, so let me be polite. You could go first. What do you got? What's your first pick?
Yeah, so we're doing at least one underdog, right?
Yeah, that's the way we do it here. You get 3 picks, 1 underdog. Yep.
Okay, perfect. For my underdog, I'm going to take the Washington Commanders +1.5 against the Detroit Lions. I really like what I saw out of Dotson from Penn State, the rookie wide receiver, man. He made some big plays. You got McLaurin, went through a couple nice passes, had a few picks. But, yeah, I like their chances against the Lions. So I'm gonna have to ride with the Commanders +1.5.
Yeah, I have that game as well. Going up against Detroit. Detroit's a favorite for the first time in 24 games, which is wild. But it just also shows you how bad of a team Detroit's been for, like, it seems like forever. I love the Commanders this week. I can't stand Carson Wentz, but he's a better quarterback than Jared Goff. I think the Commanders win the game outright, but I'm definitely taking them +1.5. Game number 2, what do you got?
Zach, before we get to game number 2, what quarterback do you like? Because you're not a fan of Trubisky. You're not a fan of Carson Wentz. Who do you like?
I like Joe Burrow. I like Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. The great quarterbacks. Those are the ones that I like. But Carson Wentz, I used to really like him. He was in Philadelphia. I was covering the Eagles, and everything I thought he was, he ended up being an absolute fraud about.
Yeah, that's accurate. For my game 2, I'm going to go with the Raiders at -5.5, home opener against the Cardinals. Cardinals defense is suspect. They struggled to even score on offense. They didn't score really till late in the game in the fourth quarter. I think they got exposed last week. I think they'll get exposed again. I see like a 31-20 score here. I'm going to take the Raiders, man.
I love that pick. I was thinking about the Raiders, the Cardinals. I don't have a good feeling about them. No DeAndre Hopkins. They were just awful last week up against Kansas City. Yeah, I think that's a winner there, Jersey Jerry. But I'm going to go with another underdog. I trusted this team last week. They burned me. I'm going to go back to the well for week number 2. If they can't find a way to get the job done this week, I will not bet them the rest of the way. This is a must win in week 2. Panthers going to the Giants. They lost to the Giants last year. I got to think Baker Mayfield and Christian McCaffrey get off to a better start than they did last week. I like the Panthers +2 points.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. My last pick is going to be Rodgers and the Packers -10 against the Bears. You know, the sloppy game, the Bears game against the Niners, the really crappy weather. I thought they were going to get some bad weather over in Lambeau, but I checked the weather. It looks like the storm might pass. I would have liked the Bears +10 in some really bad conditions, but it looks like the storm is going to pass. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to come back mad. You know he is after losing that game. So I'm gonna go with Rodgers and the Packers -10.
Yeah, I would not be able to bet the Bears and feel good about the Bears after they had a victory last week. I don't care what the weather is. Anytime it's Rodgers up against the Bears, if I think the Bears have a shot, then I'll just stay away from that game because we usually know how that game does play on out. Last pick for me. This guy may not be allowed on the plane ride back if he loses. We all know how the Colts season was just destroyed at the end of the year, losing in Jacksonville. This is a must-win game for Frank Reich. I'm not a big must-win guy, even though I'm giving you two must-win games in week two at this point. But I'm taking the Colts, laying the 3 points against the Jaguars. I may be a sucker on this one because it seems like everyone in Indianapolis is hurt. But I'm just not going to trust the Jaguars that Matt Ryan has to win this game for his football coach, Frank Reich. Give me the Indianapolis Colts minus the 3 points, Jersey Jerry.
I like it, Zach. I like it. I do.
All righty. So there's week two, Jersey Jerry. By the way, great interview that you did with Mike the Situation. Very good conversation on addiction and the way that both of you have battled. I really did enjoy that conversation on your podcast.
Hey, thanks so much for supporting it, Zach. I really appreciate it. I look forward to next week. Hopefully, you'll get on the board this week, because if you don't get on the board, they might have to turn this into the Jersey Jerry show with CBS.
Yeah, that may be the case. That may be the case. I may be begging you for work soon, Jersey Jerry. Thanks, Jersey Jerry. We'll talk next week.
Have a good one, brother. Bye.
There you go. It was always Jersey Jerry right there on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So the picks, once again, Jersey Jerry takes the Commanders plus 1.5, Raiders minus 5.5, Packers minus 10. I go Commanders plus 1.5, Panthers plus 2. And the Colts minus the 3 points. Those are week two picks.